Hey, this is Jason Tucker, and I'm at the new job site, and I actually took the train this morning, which is pretty cool. I drove over to the Norwalk metro station, and then hopped on the Green Line and made all the way down to El Segundo. No problems there. The train ride was great, looking out the window, looking at all the people that were, you know, going pretty slow down the freeway. It's a bit earlier. I kind of left around the same time yesterday when I drove. But the drive-in would have been, it'd probably have taken about an hour and 15, and wasted some gas and all that stuff. So I drove 15 minutes to the train station. Got off the train, or got found parking, which was no problem there. There's an abundance of parking, which I was scared that there wasn't going to be any, and I was actually able to find some, so that's good. And then took my walk. And if I remember, you know, I was remembering that there was a 24-hour fitness across the street from the area that I'm working in, so I was like, oh, this would be a perfect opportunity to go walk by there and just, you know, see what the facility looks like. Because I wasn't prepared to, like, go into the gym because I didn't have any gym clothes or anything like that. So I walked from the train station over to the 24-hour fitness and looked around over there. It's like a bottom floor of an office building is the 24-hour fitness. So, it looks like it's definitely something that I can do. I'd have to kind of modify my times to get into the office, so I'll have to play around with the times first before I commit to getting into the gym, working out, figuring out, you know, showering and all that sort of thing, and then getting over to the office. So it's definitely doable. It's definitely something I've been wanting to do for a while. My buddy Steve over on GeekFit, my co-host, he'd be really proud of me. So it just sounds like a good idea to be able to get over to the gym and work out in the morning before hit work. All right, well, this is Jason Tucker. You can be found over at jasontucker.us, and this is, it's not jobless anymore. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.